Microsoft has announced it will eliminate much of its internet chat service worldwide, and it will limit service here in the United States. The company says the move will reduce inappropriate use of chat rooms, including criminal solicitations of children. The changes will take effect October 14th. Patricia Murphy of member station KUOW in Seattle joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Microsoft is saying there's nothing it can do to make chatting online safe for children, so it's eliminating nearly all of its chat services. Sounds like kind of giving up.
Well, you know, it's an interesting time for Microsoft. You know, this is a company that doesn't really need to make any more money when it comes to services, and chat rooms are basically a free service that the company offers. And by admitting that they can't control any of this, it also gets them off the hook and allows them to get rid of some of these non-paying users that have just used free services that the company provides. Chat services are an important part and actually predate the internet. You know, they're great forums for folks to meet each other. Children love chat rooms. It's a great way. It's almost akin to, you know, going out and hanging at the video arcade. It's mostly a social thing, but of course, as this move shows us, that there are also lots of nefarious elements that find their way. There's tons of spam and pornography and a concern about pedophiles grooming children.
Won't pedophiles just use other chat services?
Well, that's interesting, too, because a lot of free speech advocates, some of whom think that this will just drive some of these undesirables into deeper corners of the online world.
But Microsoft also plans to use moderators.
They do intend to use moderators in some of the chat rooms. They'll offer moderated chat in New Zealand and Brazil, and will also require United States users to provide them with a credit card number, and this will enable them to track down, hopefully, a user that violates the terms of use.
What do these chat services do for Microsoft? Does it produce revenue for Microsoft, or does eliminating it save money for Microsoft?
Well, analysts have speculated that the bottom line here really is the bottom line for Microsoft, and that this is an opportunity for the company to shed those non-paying users that have dragged on their profits.
Might other online services follow the lead of Microsoft here?
Well, Microsoft has proven a leader in the software industry. This is a precedent-setting move without a doubt. I'm sure that a lot of online services that use chat functions will have to examine their liability and what they're willing to deal with at this point.
Thank you very much.
All right, Bob. Thanks.
Patricia Murphy of member station KUOW in Seattle.